This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today emphasized the government is complying with this fiscal deficit trajectory and will bring it down to below 4.5% by 2025-26. Ms. Sitharaman was replying to the discussion on the Union Budget 2024-25 and the budget for the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir for 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha this evening. The finance minister said India is the fastest growing economy post-COVID. She said everyone should work together to build a Viksit Bharat by 2047. She pointed out that Indian economy is shining like a bright spot even after the COVID pandemic. Finance Minister pointed out that the budget allocation for the Department of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare has increased to 1.23 lakh crore rupees, which is an increase of 5 times. Earlier, Devendra Singh of BJP, Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party, Amra Ram of CPIM, Saptagiri Shankar Ullakha, Rajesh Verma of LJP Ram Vilas, Saptagiri Shankar Ullakha of Congress and other members also participated in the debate. The Rajya Sabha also resumed discussion on the General Budget 2024-25. Participating in the discussion, Prafulla Patel of NCP said the government has adopted a fiscal discipline approach and maintained the financial health of the country since 2014. Intervening in the discussion, Union Minister and BJP President JP Nadda asserted that infrastructure development is the focus of the budget along with job creation. He said budget intends to make a leakage-proof system and ensure last-mile delivery. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country's GDP is growing at 8% and the day is not far when it will become the third largest economy globally. Mr. Modi was addressing the inaugural session of Journey Towards Viksit Bharat, a post-Union Budget 2024-25 conference in New Delhi today. The Prime Minister said the government is focusing on all sectors. The Prime Minister said the speed and scale at which the government is building infrastructure is unprecedented. He said capital expenditure is called the biggest productive medium of resource investment. Mr. Modi said in 2004, in the first budget of the UPA government, the capital expenditure was around 90,000 crore rupees and it increased to 2 lakh crore rupees in 2014. The death toll in the massive landslide that hit Kerala's Wayanad district has risen to 93. Over 128 people injured in the mishap are undergoing treatment in various hospitals in the region. Rescue operations in the landslide-hit regions are still underway. The Army and Navy personnel have joined the rescue and relief efforts. Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan said that all possible measures are being taken for the rescue and rehabilitation operations in the region. A state mourning has been declared for 2 days from today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed condolences over the loss of lives in Wayanad. Prime Minister Modi has announced an ex-gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for the next of kin of each deceased in the landslides in the parts of Wayanad. Meanwhile, the IMD has issued a red alert in 8 districts in the state indicating the possibility of extremely heavy rainfall. At the ongoing Summer Olympics in Paris, shooters Manu Bhakkar and Sarabjot Singh today clinched the bronze medal in 10-meter air pistol mixed team event, defeating the South Korean pair of Oh Ye-jin and Lee Won-ho 16-10 in the final. With this win, Manu etched her name in history by becoming the first Indian athlete to win 2 medals at the same edition of the Olympics post-independence. Norman Pritchard, who represented India in athletics, won 2 medals, both silver, in the 1900 Olympics. Earlier, Manu won a bronze in the women's 10-meter air pistol event. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated Manu Bhakkar and Sarabjot Singh. The men's hockey team won their 3rd group game against Ireland 2-0. India will take on Belgium on Thursday. Inasri Bhajan Kaur records back-to-back wins in women's individual event to book her place in the pre-quarterfinals. In badminton, pair of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty beat Indonesian duo Fajar Alfian and Muhammad Rian Adrianto in Group C match of men's doubles. And that is the end of this news bulletin.